Fiji's former health minister says the nation's health system has collapsed under the pressure of the pandemic. Fiji continues to report daily record numbers of COVID-19 cases and the death toll continues to climb. RNZ Pacific reporter Elisha Foon has more.
Pressure is mounting on frontline workers amid Fiji's health crisis. The nation now facing more than 18,500 active cases and more than 200 deaths. Fiji's former health minister, Dr. Neil Sharma, says the bulk of people are dying at home.
It is very disconcerting and, in fact, downright depressing. Two of my patients who I attended to passed away in the last 72 hours. The mortuaries are full. You know, we run out of body bags. The doctors and nurses are, exhausted. And there's great concern within the profession that they're not being cared for. Well, healthcare systems literally collapsed, I think.
An unvaccinated health worker is among the 11 people who have died this week. Dr. Sharma says it's crucial all health workers consider getting vaccinated and understand the risks if they don't.
Healthcare workers need to consider being vaccinated if they're going to deal with the community and, be able to function fully. When you have a huge volume of infection in the community and you're exposed to it, then you're definitely taking a risk to yourself and to your near and dear.
Meanwhile, UNICEF's Pacific representative, Sheldon Yeet, has been providing support to the Fijian government. He says it's important people don't overwhelm the health system and stay home if they're symptomatic.
No, I don't think it's collapsed, but I think it's certainly under stress, as it is, around the world. It impacts every component of the health system itself. There are limited numbers of trained staff, limited facilities, limited ICU facilities here.
Although misinformation is still an issue among some villages, the message is getting through for the majority. Rules like no jab, no job are having an impact. And now some schools are telling Year 13 students they need to be vaccinated to complete their education. Joni, a resident in Fiji's Western District, says his village has been provided with some good advice on how to stay protected.
I'm feeling safe at the moment, and we've been advised by our village head to be aware of social gathering. Everyone has to have a bottle of sanitizers with a mask on whenever you move around in the village.
He earns $5.50 an hour at a hotel on the island which caters for tourists. He's working 21 days in a row to help put food on the table for his family and some of his neighbours.
Most of the villagers here, they can't even afford to get a phone. I just came back from town. I bought lots and lots of vegetables. Bundle of cabbage, I put one aside for me, one for another family, one for another family, one for another family, with four tomatoes to go with that cabbage, one packet noodles, with whatever little things you have, try and share. Think of other families.
He says the only way people can cope is by communities supporting one another.